znovu Leviticus, alebo tretiu Mojžišovu, a budeme pokračovať.
And we're going to go through a couple chapters really, really quick.
A niektoré kapitoly si prebehneme veľmi, veľmi rýchlo.
We'll just look at it. So Leviticus chapter 21.
Čiže tretia Mojžišova 21.
It's all about the priest family.
Je to o kňazoch a ich rodinách.
And the bottom line is what God is telling these people is that they got to be holy.
A koniec koncov, čo im Pán Boh hovorí, je, že majú byť svätí.
That they have to be a holy priesthood, a perfect priesthood.
Že musia byť svätí kňazi, musia byť dokonalé kňazstvo.
And it's wrapped up in verse 6, where it says, they must be holy to their God.
A je to všetko zhrnuté v 6. verši, kde sa hovorí, že majú byť svätí pred týmto ľudom.
All right. Verse 6. Is that how you have it? They must be holy to their God and not... Yeah. Are you looking in 21, verse 6?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Wrong book. Ja som bola štvrtej. Ja som bola štvrtej. Nepoznám čísla ešte. Yeah.
We're working on it.
All
right. Yeah. We can sum up the whole chapter with that.
A celú túto kapitolu môžeme zhrnúť týmto.
That God's priests were supposed to be holy.
Že Boží kňazi mali byť svätí.
The rest are just historical details which we don't need to practice basically.
Zvyšok celého toho sú historické detaily, ktoré my až tak nepotrebujeme.
Because there's no official priesthood like that anymore.
Pretože takéto kňazstvo už v dnešnej dobe neexistuje.
In Leviticus 22 we get this idea that there should be a perfect sacrifice.
V 22. kapitole v tejto knihe máme, že má byť dokonalá obeť.
So that when these perfect priests come, they should offer on behalf of the people a perfect sacrifice.
Čiže keď títo svätí dokonalí kňazi prichádzajú, tak majú ponúkať dokonalú obetu.
And that pretty much sums up Leviticus chapter 22.
A to zhrnulo 22. kapitolu.
I mean, it's all about bring in the perfect sacrifice.
Táto kapitola je o tom, aká je tá dokonalá obeta a ako ju majú doniesť.
And once again, so we don't have the sacrificial system anymore, we don't need to go through the details.
A keď my už nemáme, alebo už neexistuje teraz tento obetný systém, tak môžeme ísť ďalej.
But just know that, you know, God required a perfect priesthood and a perfect sacrifice.
Čiže len chcem, aby sme si uvedomili, že Pán Boh vyžadoval dokonalého kňaza a dokonalú obeť.
These two things will echo throughout the scriptures.
A tieto dve veci sa ozývajú cez celú Bibliu.
But what I want us to do is pick up in Leviticus chapter 23.
A čo by som chcel teraz, aby sme spravili, je, že začneme to 23. kapitolou.
Because what God is doing is, remember these people, they're traveling, they've traveled out of Egypt, but they haven't traveled into Canaan yet.
Ak si spomíname, tak títo ľudia vyšli už z Egypta, ale ešte nedošli do Kanánu.
They're in a journey.
Sú na ceste.
And God is preparing them for when they get to their final place.
A Pán Boh ich pripravuje, keď sa už dostanú na tú destináciu, kde majú ísť.
And God is a God who seems to like to party.
A Pán Boh je Pán Boh, ktorý má rád oslavy.
He likes to have times of celebration and joy and just getting together and eating together.
A Pán Boh má rád, keď sa ľudia stretávajú, keď sa tam je, keď sa tam pije, keď je tam oslava a radosť.
I think he'd like it here at City Light. I think he does like this.
A myslím si, že aj to by sa mu páčilo, a viem, že sa mu to aj páči.
Because that's one thing we can do pretty good, I think.
Pretože to je niečo, čo dokážeme robiť celkom dobre.
But we see in, we're just going to jump to verse 4 in chapter 23.
A v tejto 23. kapitole hneď skočíme do 4. verša.
And we'll read verses 4 through 8.
A od 4. po 8. prečítame.
It says, these are the Lord's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times. The Lord's Passover begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month, and on the 15th day of the month, the Lord's Feast of Unleavened begins. For 7 days you must not eat bread, you must eat bread made without yeast. And on the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do not do any regular work. For 7 days, present a male offering made to the Lord by fire, and on the seventh day hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work.
Toto sú stanovené sviatky Hospodinove, slávnostné zhromaždenia, ktoré máte zvolávať na ich stanovený čas. V prvom mesiaci 14. dňa prvého mesiaca podvečer je Pascha Hospodinova. 15. dňa toho istého mesiaca je sviatok nekvasených chlebov pre Hospodina. 7 dní jedzte nekvasené chleby. Prvého dňa budete mať slávnostné zhromaždenie. Nesmiete konať nejakú všednú prácu, ale 7 dní predkladajte Hospodinovi ohňové obete. Na 7. deň nech je slávnostné zhromaždenie. Nesmiete konať nejakú všednú prácu.
Okay. So I thought it would be a good time because we're basically in the season of Passover very soon in a couple days.
A ja som si myslel, že toto je vhodný čas, pretože sme v období Paschy, aj my, za pár dní bude Pascha.
We're in the text there as well.
A aj v texte to máme.
That we would talk about Passover today.
Takže sa porozprávame o Pasche.
But what, if you follow on your calendar, you also know it's Palm Sunday.
Ale ak máte doma kalendár, tak tiež viete, že je Kvetná nedeľa.
So what I thought we would do today is talk about the Passion Week of Jesus in light of the Passover.
A ja, čo by som chcel robiť, by bolo, že by sme sa rozprávali o tom predveľkonočnom týždni Pána Ježiša vo svetle Paschy.
Because God established this holiday, Passover.
Pretože Pán Boh si založil tento sviatok, Paschu.
And it was in the context of this huge week-long or more than a week-long celebration.
A tieto oslavy boli viac ako týždeň.
That God would sacrifice his own son.
Kde Pán Boh by obetoval svojho vlastného syna.
And reveal many things to us.
A zjavil by vám a odkryl by nám mnoho, mnoho vecí.
So, let's look at this Passover real quick and why it's celebrated.
A pozrieme sa teraz na Paschu a prečo sa oslavuje vôbec.
We'll go to the next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
Last year we had Passover, we had it in here.
Minulý rok sme mali Paschu, ak si spomínate, mali sme to tu.
We removed all the chairs.
Všetky stoličky boli preč.
We were all sitting on the floor.
Všetci sme sedeli na zemi.
The place was packed, overflowing.
Tu na nám miesto pukalo v švíkoch.
You know, we had a good long time, right?
Mali sme dobrý a dlhý čas spolu.
It's one of those celebrations that feels like it takes 5 hours to do.
Je to jeden z tých sviatkov, ktorý cítite sa, ako keby 5 hodín to trvalo.
I'm going to try to sum up Passover in about 5 minutes.
Ja sa vám toto budem snažiť zhrnúť do 5 minút.
Make sure we're all on the same page.
Aby sme boli všetci na tom istom mieste, v tom istom bode.
But Passover, if you guys know, it's just simply this, you know, the celebration that has its arms open.
Pascha je oslava, ktorá má otvorené otvorenú svoju náruč.
You know, embracing spirituality, embracing freedom.
A objíma, alebo prijíma všetku duchovnosť a voľnosť.
It's embracing this idea of epic redemption, this redemption on a huge scale.
A prijíma vykúpenie na takej epickej škále vo všetkom, so všetkým.
And for the Jews it's this annual time of just pausing and thinking that yeah, God is awesome.
A pre Židov je to čas, kde oni sa zamýšľajú nad tým, že áno, toto je ten čas, kedy Pán Boh je úžasný. A teda nie len v tomto čase, ale že Boh je úžasný.
He's mighty to save.
On je veľký, aby nás zachránil.
He's more than enough.
On nám úplne stačí.
And it's a time for that community to look back at what God has done.
A je to čas pre túto spoločnosť, aby sa pozreli dozadu a pospomínali si na všetky tie veci, ktoré Pán Boh spravil.
And if you're a Christian,
a ak si kresťan,
to look forward to what he is going to do.
Tak pozerať sa dopredu na všetky tie veci, čo ešte spraví.
And know that he has even greater things in store.
Pretože on má ešte o mnoho lepšie veci skryté pre nás.
In Exodus 13 we have chapter 13 verse 14.
V druhej Mojžišovej 13. kapitole 14. verš.
We have these verses where, you know, there's going to be a day when the kids don't really understand what's going on.
Máme tu tento verš a deti nerozumejú tomu, že čo sa to tu odohráva.
And the father of household will say this, you know, we celebrate this because God is mighty to save.
A otec z toho domu by povedal, že oslavujeme toto, pretože Hospodin je mocný, aby zachránil.
He was able to rip us out of Egypt.
Bol schopný nás vytrhnúť z Egypta.
And it was at this point in their story in Leviticus, it was a celebration that they could partly celebrate in fact, but partly by faith.
A bolo to niečo, čo dokázali v tomto bode oslav prijímať ako nejaký fakt, ale vedeli to prijímať aj ako niečo vierou do budúcna.
Because God had taken them out of Egypt, but he hasn't gotten them to their home.
Pretože ich vyťahol z Egypta, ale ešte ich nedoviedol domov.
So they would practice this Passover by faith that God was going to get them to where he promised them.
Čiže túto Paschu oslavovali vo viere v to, že Pán Boh ich dovedie do toho šťastného konca, dovedie ich domov.
And if you remember when we practiced Passover here last year.
Ak si spomenáte, keď sme mali tú Paschu tu minulý rok.
It's not a sermon, right?
Nie je to žiadna kázeň.
You know, it's an experience.
Ale je to zážitok.
You know, and if you would read in Exodus, they even had like kind of costumes for this celebration.
A čítate aj v druhej Mojžišovej, tak mali aj také kostýmy na túto oslavu.
You know, you didn't go to Passover like we go to Christmas or something.
Oni neprišli na Paschu ako my prichádzame na Vianoce.
You know, maybe if you go to, you know, to the church at Christmas time or Easter, you might dress up nice.
A keď ideme do kostola alebo niekde do nejakého zboru, či už na Vianoce alebo na Veľkú noc, tak sa oblečieme to najlepšie, čo máme, kravatu.
You know, there for Passover, you were supposed to wear your traveling clothes.
Ale Paschu, alebo počas Paschy ste mali mať na sebe svoje cestovateľské oblečenie.
Tuck their clothes in and get ready for moving like you're going hiking or something.
A poza zakasané veci a pripravené ako keby ste išli na nejakú túru.
And it was almost like this performance art.
A je to ako keby také divadlo.
You know, and reliving the story of this journey.
A znovu zažívajú príbeh tohto cestovania.
And this reminder that we are just people on the road, on the journey.
A takisto aj nám to pripomína, že aj my sme len ľudia, ktorí sú na určitej ceste.
Kids sound like they're having a good time. All right. We're going to go just really quick through the Passover, how it works.
A my si teraz rýchlo prejdeme túto Paschu a ako to funguje?
Passover actually starts before Passover.
Pascha začína ešte pred Paschou.
About a week before Passover starts, there's something that goes. We'll go to our first slide.
A asi týždeň pred tým sviatkom niečo začína.
And it's about 7 days, about a week before the Passover starts.
Asi 7 dní pred Paschou.
The Jews were commanded to take all the leaven out of their house.
A Židom bolo prikázané, aby všetko droždie alebo všetek kvas vyprázdnili zo svojich domácností.
And the word leaven in Hebrew simply means bitter or sour.
A toto slovičko kvás v hebrejčine znamená buď horký alebo bitter or
sour, kyslý.
Alebo kyslý.
And as we know, it's a symbol of sin throughout scripture.
A v celej Biblii je kvás znakom hriechu.
So for this week before the Passover, the family would remove anything that had leaven out of their house.
Čiže tento týždeň pred Paschou celá rodina vyzbierala všetko, čo malo akékoľvek droždie alebo akýkoľvek kvas v sebe.
And the father of the house, right before the Passover would start, would go and inspect the house for leaven.
A otec tej domácnosti by išiel, aby robil takého inšpektora a hľadal, či sa tam nenachádza ešte nejaký kvas.
Take a little feather and they would leave a little bit there on purpose.
A nechávali kúsoček na schvál, aby to tam mohol nájsť.
And they, you know. So he would sweep it up with a feather.
A zobral si také pierko z nejakého ptáka a s týmto dal na nejaký zmetáč.
And they would take it out and they would burn it or destroy it.
A zobral by to vonku a nejakým spôsobom by to zničili alebo spálili.
And the house would be declared clean.
A potom bol ten dom vyhlásený za čistý.
This house is ready to celebrate with God.
Tento dom už je vyhlásený za to, že môže sa tu oslavovať s Bohom.
And then a few days, the next day, we'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší deň.
They would go and they would select a Passover lamb.
Išli a vybrali si toho paschálneho baránka.
And this little baby lamb would be inspected by this perfect priesthood.
A tento baránok by bol skontrolovaný dokonalým kňazom.
And it had to be perfect.
Svätým kňazom. Baránok tiež musel byť dokonalý.
Couldn't have any, you know, couldn't be like three-legged or anything like that.
A nemohol byť taká trojnožka, hej, že by mu chýbala noha.
You know, it couldn't be lame, it couldn't be blind, it couldn't be anything like that.
Nemohol krývať, nemohol byť slepý, nemohol proste mať žiadnu vadu.
You can look in Leviticus chapter 22 for all the details.
Ak chcete tie detaily, tak si pozrite 22. kapitolu 3. Mojžišovej.
And oftentimes this little lamb would basically be with the family for a few days.
A tento malý baranček bol strávil pár dní s touto rodinou.
The closest thing I can figure out is like how we have carps in our bathtubs at Christmas time.
A pre mňa toto je ako my máme na Slovensku kaprov v našich vaniach.
You know, and if we had a carp, three of them.
My sme teraz na Vianoce mali troch kaprov.
You know, and the guys are like playing with them, right?
A chalani sa s nimi hrajú.
Dinner becomes a pet.
A predtým, ako sa stanú večerou, tak je z nich domáci maznáčik.
It's multifunctional, right?
Je to viac funkčné.
And that's what this little lamb was like.
A toto bol tiež aj tento baranček.
You can imagine the kids are playing with it.
Deti sa s ním určite hrali.
Dad, can we keep it forever?
Otci, môžeme si ho navždy nechať.
And you can imagine what happens when it's on the dinner plate, right?
A viete si predstaviť aj to, čo sa odhrávalo, keď bol už na tanieri?
A few days later, it's on the dinner plate.
O pár dní neskôr sa tam zjaví tento baranček.
It's a day for the actual celebration of Passover.
To je deň, kedy sa oslavuje Pascha.
We'll just go through a few slides really quick, so the next one.
Pár obrázkov si teraz veľmi rýchlo prebehneme.
In this Passover celebration, the family would get together.
Čiže počas tejto oslavy rodina je spolu.
Or they would have about enough people to eat a lamb, basically.
A teda museli mať dosť ľudí, aby zjedli toho barančeka.
The wife would pray a special blessing.
Manželka by sa modlila špeciálne požehnanie.
Lighting candles that evening.
Ten večer by zapaľovala sviečky.
It would be the blessing of Aaron.
A bolo by to Aaronové požehnanie.
You know, may the Lord be with you, may his face shine upon you.
Nech je Hospodin s tebou a nech jeho tvár svieti nad tebou.
We've got our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
From this point, the father of the house would kind of lead his family into this story journey.
A potom to by otec rodiny viedol celú rodinu do príbehu Paschy.
And this journey through this evening revolves around four cups of wine. Nice party.
A celá táto oslava sa točí okolo štyroch pohárov vína.
And all these cups represented something.
Každý jeden z týchto pohárov niečo znamenal a predstavoval.
And it was the way you kind of it was a liturgy, let's say, of the evening.
A bola to ako keby taká liturgia, ktorú mali na ten večer.
And it comes from these verses in Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 through 7.
A pochádza to z 2. Mojžišovej 6. kapitoly 6. a 7. verš.
And I'll just read in English, it's in Slovak.
Ja to len v angličtine prečítam, v slovenčine si to môžete čítať tam.
Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians and I will free you from being the slaves to them and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And this is the story of Passover, essentially.
Čiže toto je príbeh Paschy.
And these four cups revolve around these four things that God said he would do for his people.
A štyri poháre znamenajú tie štyri veci, čo Pán Boh zasľúbil, že by robil pre svoj ľud.
Not that they would do for him, but that he would do for them.
Nie niečo, čo by oni robili pre neho, ale to, čo by on robil pre nich.
First thing is that he would bring them out.
Prvá vec bola, že by ich vyviedol.
That he would free them.
Že by ich vyslobodil.
That he would redeem them.
Že že by ich zachránil.
Aha. Or he would make them good again.
Alebo že by z nich znovu spravil dobrých.
And that they would belong to him. They would be his own.
Že by mu znovu patrili a they would belong to him.
They would belong to him.
Mm-hmm. Že by mu znovu patrili.
Now this is what he did then, it's also what he does now.
To je niečo, čo Pán Boh spravil vtedy, ale je to niečo, čo robí aj teraz.
And they would take this first cup of wine.
Zobrali by si ten prvý pohár vína.
And this would be called the glass of sanctification.
A tento pohár sa nazýval pohár posvetenia.
And that God would bring them out.
je to niečo, že Pán Boh ich vyvádza z niečoho.
That he would sanctify them.
A posvecuje.
We'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
And then in this ceremony they would continue on and the father of the house would break some matzah bread, kind of like what we have here.
Budú pokračovať v tej ich oslave a otec rodiny zlomí macez, ako máme aj tu dnes večer.
And they would have three of these.
A majú tri.
And he would, they were wrapped up in some cloth.
A boli tak poprekladané a pozakrývané v takom obruse.
Mm-hmm. And he would take one out and it would be broken.
A jeden z nich by zobral, zlomil ho.
And he would give a blessing.
A potom by dal určité požehnanie.
And then he would distribute it.
Rozdelil by ho.
And then there would be that other piece.
A potom by tam bola tá druhá zlomená polovica.
And this other piece had a special name.
Táto druhá zlomená polovica mala špeciálny názov.
And it was the amikofen.
Amikofen.
Which basically means dessert. Okay?
A čo znamená dezert, alebo zákusok.
Something that comes later.
Niečo, čo príde ešte neskôr.
And it would be wrapped up.
Toto bolo špeciálne zabalené.
And the father of the house or someone else, an adult.
A buď otec domu alebo nejaký dospelý.
Would go hide this.
Niekde išiel a skryl to.
And later the kids would go look for it.
A neskôr to počas tej oslavy by deti išli a hľadali.
Kind of like a treasure hunt.
Také ako hľadanie pokladu.
And then get something if they find it.
A ten, kto by to našiel, dostane nejakú cenu.
Then there would be some four questions.
A potom tam boli štyri otázky.
Where different kids in the family would ask questions about what are we doing tonight, Dad?
A kde rôzne deti z rodiny by sa pýtali, že otci, čo tu dneska robíme?
And then the father would lead his family in a retelling of the story.
A otec z rodiny by prerozprával tento príbeh.
And then they would drink some more.
A potom by pili viacej.
Second cup.
Druhý pohár.
The cup and they would say, and this is a cup that that corresponds with I will free you.
A toto je pohár, ktorý je spojený s tým, že ja ťa vyslobodím.
And as a toast, as everyone's raising their cups.
A ako každý už dvíha tú svoju čašu.
They would say, God, you are more than enough.
Tak vtedy hovorí, že Pane Bože, ty si viac ako dosť.
And they have a whole song that goes with that.
A celú pieseň majú o tomto.
I don't know, so.
A ja túto pesničku nepoznám.
And then we go to our next
ďalší
slide.
Obrazok.
Then you've probably seen these kind of elements.
Potom to vidíte určité časti večere.
These were a ritualistic meal because it's not enough to sustain anyone.
Toto bolo takým rituálnym jedlom, pretože to nestačí, aby sa všetci z toho najedli.
They would have the matzah to remind them of the unleavened bread.
A mali by tam ten macez, ktorý im pripomína nekvasený chlieb.
Because they had to go quickly out of Egypt.
Lebo z Egypta museli rýchlo utekať.
They would have this shank bone or this lamb bone to remind them of the first Passover lamb.
A mali by tam kosť z prvého baránka, kosť z baránka, ktorá im pripomínala toho prvého baránka, ktorý musel byť zabitý.
They would have these bitter herbs that were dipped in salt water.
Mali tam horké byliny, ktoré ešte namačali do slanej vody.
And it would remind them as they put in their mouth the bitterness of slavery.
A tá horkosť by im pripomínala tú horkosť otroctva.
They would have this really great thing and Eric made it wonderfully last year.
A mali tam potom ďalšiu časť, ktorú Eric minulý rok celkom dobre spravil.
It's apples and honey and nuts and wine and it's all mixed together.
A bolo to jablko a med a hrozienka, neviem čo ešte, čo tam bolo, všetko zmiešané dokopy.
You know, and it's supposed to represent the mortar that was between the bricks.
A malo to predstavovať tú maltu, ktorá bola medzi tehlami.
And there would be salt water there, we don't have it here.
A teda ešte slaná voda, ktorú my tu nemáme na obrázku.
And it would remind them of the tears that they shed.
A tá im pripomínala slzy, ktoré vyronili v Egypte.
And they would have all these experiences to remember what God had saved them from.
Čiže mali všetky takéto body, ktoré by im pripomínali to, z čoho ich Pán Boh zachránil.
Then they get to the real one. And then there's an egg. No, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Then they had the real meal.
Potom mali normálnu večeru.
So that's when they really start eating and feasting.
A vtedy začali už normálne jesť a oslavovať. Ďalší obrazok.
And then they kind of wrap up the evening.
A zakončili potom tento večer.
With two more glasses of wine.
Dvomi ďalšími pohármi vína.
And before they would do that, they'd send the kids to go look for that hidden pizza hidden piece of matzah.
Ale predtým, ako by to zakončili, tak poslali deti, aby našli ten skrytý matzes.
And you can imagine it's like hunting for Easter eggs or something.
Je to, detská sa proste rozbehnú, ako keď hľadajú vajíčka na Veľkú noc, alebo...
Kids are having a blast.
Deti sa z toho tešia.
You know, and the kid who finds it gets some gift.
To dieťa, ktoré to nájde, dostane určitý dar.
And then they have the third cup.
A potom majú tretí pohár.
Which is the cup of redemption.
Tretí pohár, ktorý je pohár vykúpenia.
And then they have the fourth cup.
A potom prichádza štvrtý pohár.
Which is a cup of praise.
Pohár chvály.
And then we have some time of worship.
A mali ďalšiu nejakú chválu po tomto.
So this is the Passover celebration.
Toto je oslava Paschy.
And it's much better to actually do it.
A je to o mnoho lepšie, keď si to spolu spravíme.
But it's a whole lot longer.
Len je to trošku dlhšie.
But it's this beautiful picture of what God had done for them.
Ale to úžasný príklad toho, čo Pán Boh pre nich spravil.
And how he wanted them to remember that year after year after year.
Ako chcel Pán Boh, aby si na to spomínali rok, čo rok, čo rok.
What I want to do now is just jump forward a few thousand years.
A ja chcem, aby sme teraz preskočili niekoľko tisíc rokov dopredu.
Because Jesus is living out that last week or so of his life in the context of Passover.
Pretože Pán Ježiš, keď bol ten posledný týždeň pred jeho smrťou, tak žil túto Paschu, prežíval tento paschálny týždeň.
And I don't think the timing was accidental.
A nemyslím si, že to načasovanie bolo nejakou náhodou.
Because Jesus wants to do exactly the same thing that this ceremony or this celebration speaks of.
Pretože Pán Ježiš chce robiť všetko toto, čo tento sviatok hovorí, on to chce robiť u nás.
He wants to pull mankind out of slavery.
Chce vytrhnúť celé ľudstvo z otroctva.
He will do that.
On to spraví.
He will free us.
On nás vyslobodí.
He will redeem us.
On nás zachráni.
He will make us his own.
On nás spraví jeho vlastným ľudom.
So, we're going to look at some text. We're going to jump to Luke chapter 19 and Mark, if you can change our slide.
Preskočíme si do Lukáša, 19. kapitola.
Luke chapter 19. You know, in Luke we know that it says that Jesus desired to celebrate the Passover.
V Lukášovi v tejto 19. kapitole je napísané, že Pán Ježiš túžobne chcel, aby mohol sláviť túto Paschu.
He was looking forward to it.
Tešil sa na ňu.
And in Luke chapter 12? Sounds like he's enjoying himself. Thanks, Eric.
We'll see.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. In Luke chapter 22, it says that he eagerly desired to celebrate the Passover, but we're not going to go to 22. Just hold on.
22. je napísané, že si to žiadal túžobne, ale tam nepôjdeme do 22.
And I actually told you the wrong chapter. It's chapter 18.
Not 12,
I made a mistake. And we see that Jesus is traveling with his 12.
A vidíme, že Pán Ježiš cestuje so svojimi 12.
And he is deliberately going to Jerusalem.
A má nasmerované, má namierené, úplne to má na mysli, že tam chce ísť do Jeruzalema.
And he tells his guys, we're going there because I want to fulfill what the prophets have said.
A hovorí svojim učeníkom, že ja mám namierené do Jeruzalema, lebo chcem, aby sa splnilo to, čo proroci hovorili.
That what is spoken about the Son of Man will be fulfilled.
To, čo hovorili o synovi človeka, aby to mohlo byť splnené.
And he's very candid, he's very upfront. He says, you know, the Son of Man is going to be handed over to the Gentiles.
A hovorím to úplne prosto jasná, že syn človeka bude vydaný neveriacím.
They're going to mock him.
Budú sa mu vysmievať.
They're going to insult him.
Posmievať.
They're going to spit on him.
Budú na neho pľuť.
They're going to beat him up and kill him.
Zbijú ho a nakoniec ho aj zabijú.
And on the third day he's going to rise again.
Ale na tretí deň, že vstane z mŕtvych.
He knew what he was doing.
On vedel, čo robil.
And he was very clear about it.
A veľmi jasne o tom aj hovoril.
And he's on his way to Jerusalem, and it says he's going through the town of Jericho, which is not too far.
A je na cesty do Jeruzalema a prechádza cez mestečko Jericho, čo nie je až tak ďaleko od Jeruzalema.
And if you compare the other gospels, you see that this is basically 7 days before the Passover.
A ak porovnávate ostatné evanjelia, tak je to zhruba 7 dní pred Paschou.
What happened 7 days before the Passover? What did we say a second ago?
Čo sme povedali, že sa odohráva
clear.
You clean out all the yeast, yeah.
Čo sa odohráva 7 dní pred Paschou, vyčistiť všetko to, všetok ten kvas.
Well, let's look. In chapter 19, we see that Jesus is going through Jericho and he kind of takes a pause or a detour there.
19. Okay. A v 19. vidíme, že Pán Ježiš ide do Jeruzalema, ale ide takou odbočkou cez Jericho.
And he's going through there and he... specifically looks he meets this guy Zacchaeus.
A stretáva sa tu špeciálne s jedným človekom, ktorý sa volá Zacchaeus.
And we know the story that Zacchaeus is this kind of shorter guy.
A vieme, že Zacchaeus je trošku taký menší, kratší.
You know, and he's and
my man.
You know, and there's all these crowds around Jesus.
A sú veľké zástupy okolo Pána Ježiša.
And he gets up in this tree and he's kind of checking Jesus out.
A vylezie si na strom, aby mohol sa pozrieť aspoň na Pána Ježiša.
And out of this whole crowd, Jesus identifies this guy.
A z celého tohto zástupu Pán Ježiš si ho všimne.
He says, I want to go to your house.
A hovorí mu, že idem do tvojho domu.
And I want to eat with you.
A s tebou budem dnes jesť.
Jesus was looking for some leaven.
Pán Ježiš hľadal nejaký kvás.
Because remember Zacchaeus.
Pretože ak si spomínate, tak Zacchaeus.
He was the scum of the city.
On bol scum.
He was
poškrobok alebo nejaký najhorší vyvrhel mesta.
He was the tax collector.
Pretože vyberal dane, nikto ho nemal rád.
He was the guy that everyone loved to hate.
On bol ten, ktorého všetci milovali nenávidieť.
This is the guy.
A boli radi, keď ho mohli nenávidieť.
This is the guy that stole from everyone, even his probably grandma, you know.
A toto bol človek, ktorý kradol od všetkých a všetko zdanil, možno aj svojej starej mame vyrúbil dane. Yeah.
This is the guy who's always partying with the mafia and with the prostitutes and with everyone, you know.
Toto bol človek, ktorý mal oslavy s každou mafiou a aj prostitútky a s kadekým sa stretával.
And he's with all the shady characters of the town.
A so všetkými takými tmavými charaktermi z toho mesta mal čo dočinenia.
And Jesus says, I want to go there.
A Pán Ježiš hovorí, áno, tam idem.
I want to go to your house.
Do tvojho domu.
And we know he goes there.
A vieme, že tam išiel.
And Zacchaeus gets saved.
A Zacchaeus je spasený.
And he changes, his life turns around.
A jeho celý život sa otočí.
And in verse 9 Jesus says, today salvation has come to this home.
V 9. verši hovorí Pán Ježiš, dnes sa stalo spasenie tomuto domu.
And Jesus says, for the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost.
A Pán Ježiš ešte hovorí, pretože Syn človeka prišiel hľadať a spasiť to, čo bolo stratené.
So I like to see this is Jesus is cleaning the house of leaven.
A mne sa toto páči, kde Pán Ježiš vyčisťuje dom od kvasu.
But he doesn't come to burn it up, he comes to redeem it.
Ale neprichádza, aby to spálil, ale príde, aby to zachránil.
Because he came to seek and save that which is lost.
Pretože prišiel, aby hľadal a zachránil to, čo bolo stratené.
He came to the wild parties and redeemed those things.
Prišiel na tie divoké oslavy a party a zachraňoval, čo mohol.
We'll go to the next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
The next day, day 6 days before.
Ďalší deň, 6 dní.
Before the Passover.
Odpočítava, 6 dní pred Paschou.
Jesus is on, he's entering Jerusalem.
Zase Pán Ježiš ide do Jeruzalema, už vstupuje do Jeruzalema.
The place is packed with people.
A toto mesto je preplnené ľuďmi.
There are 3 feasts that the Jews were required to, Jewish men were required to go to Jerusalem for, at least once in their lifetime, if not often, and this was one of them.
A pre Židov boli 3 sviatky, ktoré počas ktorých museli aspoň raz za život ísť do Jeruzalema, a ak nie raz, tak a teda raz minimálne, ak mohli, tak aj viackrát.
There was a historian who was a little bit after the time of Jesus. His name is Josephus.
Bol jeden historik, ktorý prišiel po čase Pána Ježiša, volá sa
Josephus. Yeah. And he speaks about the Passover.
a hovorí o Pasche.
Because there was some Roman official, I don't remember his name, who wanted to know the population of Jerusalem at that time.
Pretože bol jeden rímsky vládca, ktorý sa zaujímal o obsadenosť Jeruzalema alebo koľko ľudí bolo v Jeruzaleme počas tejto Paschy.
And they couldn't, you know, accurately count everyone.
A nemohli poriadne zrátať každého jedného.
But they could count the number of Passover lambs that came into the temple.
Ale mohli zrátať tých barančekov, ktoré prišli do chrámu.
And they counted that year was 256,500 lambs.
A ten rok narátali 256,500 barančekov, ktoré boli obetované.
That's a lot of barbecue.
To je dosť veľká opekačka.
You know, and they estimated that each lamb feeds about 10 people, so they times that by 10 to figure out the population.
A prišli na to, že každý ten baranček nakrmil asi 10 ľudí, tak si to vynásobili 10.
So the city was packed with people.
Tak toto mesto bolo preplnené ľuďmi.
You know, ready just to celebrate God's goodness.
Ktorí boli pripravení, aby mohli oslavovať Božiu dobrotu.
That's okay. And it's on this day.
A v tento deň.
That Jesus, the Lamb of God.
Pán Ježiš, Boží baránok.
You know, the perfect spiritual leader. Perfect priest.
Dokonalý kňaz a dokonalý duchovný vodca.
The perfect sacrifice.
A dokonalá obeta, takisto.
Comes to town.
Prichádza do mesta.
And I just want us to read in John chapter 12.
A teraz chcem, aby ste si našli Jána, 12. kapitolu.
We're going to jump around a couple in through the Gospels.
Dnes budeme viac listovať, takže si pripravte Biblie.
So in John chapter 12, verse 12, we get what's called the triumphant entry. It's basically Palm Sunday.
V Jánovi 12. kapitolu, 12. verš, máme túto kvetnú nedelu.
And we'll just read verse 12 through 19.
Od 12. po 19.
And we'll just read in Slovak.
Len v slovenčine tentokrát. Na druhý deň veľký zástup, ktorý prišiel na slávnosti, počujúc, že Ježiš prichádza do Jeruzalema, nabral palmové ratolesti a vyšiel mu naproti volajúc: Hosana, požehnaný, ktorý prichádza v mene Pánovom, kráľ izraelský. Keď Ježiš našiel osliadko, posadil sa naň, ako je napísané: Neboj sa, dcera Sionská, aj hľa, tvoj kráľ prichádza sediac na osliadku oslice. Jeho učeníci sprvu nerozumeli tomu, ale keď Ježiš bol oslavený, vtedy sa rozpomenul, že to bolo napísané o ňom a že mu tak urobili. 19?
19, yeah.
A zástup, ktorý bol s ním, keď vyvolal Lazára z hrobu a vzkriesil ho z mŕtvych, svedčil o tom. Zástup mu vyšiel naproti, lebo sa dopočul, že učinil znamenie. A farizeji si hovorili: Vidíte, nič nemôžete. A hľa, svet išiel za ním.
So Jesus coming in, it's packed.
Čiže prichádza Pán Ježiš, všetko je to preplnené.
And he's riding this little young donkey, this colt.
A Pán Ježiš ide na tom malom osliadku.
You know, and the crowds are going wild.
A tieto zástupy sa úplne tešia.
You know, and they had throughout their scriptures.
Pretože v písme.
And throughout their songs,
a aj v ich piesniach,
and their prayers,
v ich modlitbách,
and their little in their rituals,
aj v ich rituáloch,
all these little clues of what the Messiah was going to look like.
A mali také nápovedy o tom, ako bude vyzerať Mesiáš.
And you can imagine the people are all there expecting God, remembering what God has done.
A všetci títo ľudia sa tam zišli, aby si spomínali na to, čo Pán Boh už pre nich vykonal.
And once again they're under Roman oppression, they're in hard times again, they feel like they're in slavery.
A zase sú pod rímskou nadvládou a zase sa cítia, že sú v nejakom otroctve.
And they have these, they've seen Jesus do many, many miracles.
A videli Pána Ježiša, ako robil veľa, veľa zázrakov.
And then he comes in a strange way, riding this donkey.
A prichádza takým divným spôsobom na osliadku.
And I think what it was is that they had this anticipation that this might be him, this might be the Messiah.
A myslím si, že oni mali možno také očakávanie, že toto je možno ten, toto je možno Mesiáš.
And they break out in this song, and it's actually from Psalms 118.
A vypuknú a spievajú pieseň, ktorá je zo Žalmu 119.
It's like the soundtrack for when this happens, you're supposed to do this.
A je to ako ten čo to je, soundtrack, hudobné, hudba k filmu, alebo niečo, že keď toto sa bude odohrávať, tak takáto hudba sa má spievať.
Because how did this whole crowd know what to sing at the same time?
Ako mohli všetky títo zástupy vedieť, čo spievať v ten istý čas?
They had it built into their culture.
Mali to budované vo svojej kultúre.
They know that when the Messiah comes just like this, this is the song you sing.
Oni vedeli, že keď príde Mesiáš, tak táto pieseň sa má spievať.
You know, Hosanna, salvation.
Hosanna, záchrana.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Požehnaný je ten, ktorý prichádza v mene Pánovom.
Blessed is the King of Israel.
Požehnaný je kráľ Izraela.
And remember, this comes from their national, you know, songbook, the Psalms.
A toto prichádza z ich národnej zbierky piesní, žalmy.
I would encourage you to read Psalms 118 when you get home.
A chcel by som spozvať, aby ste si prečítali 118. žalm.
It's a beautiful song.
Úžasný žalm.
But you know, it's this, what they're saying has a context to it.
Ale to, čo tam spievali, malo aj určitý kontext.
And
nejaké súvislosti.
I'm just going to share a few lines of this song.
A len zo pár veršikov z tejto piesni sa s vami podelím.
That come before what they say.
Ktoré sa spievali predtým, ako hovorili toto, čo oni spievali.
This song repeats itself many, many times.
Tento žalm sa opakuje znovu a znovu.
Says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Vzdávajte ďaku Pánovi, lebo on je dobrý.
And his love endures forever.
A jeho láska, alebo jeho milosť trvá na veky.
This song declares, says, you have become my salvation.
A tento žalm vyhlasuje, že ty si moja spása.
You are my God and I will give you thanks.
Ty si môjim Bohom a ja ti budem prinášať ďaku.
So when this crowd breaks out into this song,
čiže keď tento zástup začne spievať túto pieseň,
they know the rest of the song.
Oni vedia celý zvyšok toho žalmu.
They weren't ignorant of it.
To akože neunikalo im to.
It was like they were just singing the chorus basically.
Ale ako keby len spievali ten refrén.
But you can imagine them applying the rest of it to him.
Ale takisto celú tú pieseň spievali pre Pána Ježiša.
Jesus, you're good and your love endures forever.
Pán Ježišu, ty si dobrý a tvoja láska trvá na veky.
You're my salvation.
Ty si moja spása.
You know, you're my God and I give you thanks.
Ty si môjim Bohom a ja ti vzdávam ďaku.
And we see that they're giving him this kingly welcome.
A oni mu dávajú také kráľovské privítanie.
And in Matthew chapter 21, we don't have to turn there.
Matúšovi 21. kapitole.
Says this whole city is stirred.
Je napísané, že celé mesto bolo vzrušené kvôli tomuto.
They're scratching their head like this little boy.
A škrapkajú si hlavu ako tento chlapček tam.
And there's one question on everyone's mind.
A jednu otázku má každý jeden na mysli.
Who is this guy?
Kto je tento človek?
Who is this guy?
Kto je tento človek?
They're trying to figure him out. Is he what we've been hoping for?
A snažia sa prísť na to, kto je. Je to ten, o kom sme dúfali, že príde.
And Jesus through his actions will give an answer to their question the rest of this week.
A Pán Ježiš skrze svoje skutky, čo bude robiť počas tohto týždňa, im dáva odpoveď.
This was on a Sunday, Palm Sunday.
Toto bolo na tú kvetnú nedeľu.
The next day, Monday, he goes into the temple and he raises hell.
A na ďalší deň, pondelok, išiel do chrámu a spravil tam ako keby peklo.
You know, he cleans the temple, right?
Vyčistil celý chrám.
Says this is supposed to be a house of prayer and you messed it up.
A hovorím, že toto má byť dom modlitby a vy ste to celé pobabrali.
Says this is my father's house.
Toto je dom môjho otca.
On the next day, Tuesday, he gets into a big discussion with the spiritual religious people.
Ďalší deň, útorok, má veľkú hádku s tými duchovnými otcami.
And they're trying to say, who are you? What authority do you have to do these things?
A oni sa pýtajú, že kto si, akou autoritou toto robíš?
And he answers them.
A odpovedá im.
On Wednesday, the next day.
Na ďalší deň, streda.
He's having a feast with his buddies and his close friends.
Má oslavu so svojimi najbližšími priateľmi.
And this is the famous story where Mary anoints him for burial.
A tu prichádza Mária a tento príbeh je veľmi známy. Mária ho pomazáva na jeho pohreb.
And Judas, the one who will betray him, gets all angry about this.
A Judas, ten, ktorý ho zradil, sa z toho nahnevá.
And Jesus says, you know, she has done the better thing.
A Pán Ježiš mu hovorí, že ona spravila tú dobrú vec.
You know, she knows what's going on. She's getting me ready for where I'm going.
Ona vie, čo sa tu odohráva, a ona ma pripravuje už na to, čo príde.
And then Thursday comes and this is the day where the Passover lambs are killed.
Prichádza štvrtok, vo štvrtok je zabitý obetný baránok.
And where they have that meal that we had described earlier.
A ten večer mali tú večeru, o ktorej sme si teraz hovorili.
I just want us to look a little bit at Jesus' time with his disciples on that evening, that Passover evening.
Chcem, aby sme si pozreli na to, ako Pán Ježiš trávil túto večeru so svojimi priateľmi.
These guys don't really have a clue what's going on.
A títo chlapici nemali ani poňatia, čo sa odohráva.
They're coming to celebrate something that happened a few thousand years before them.
A oni prichádzajú, aby oslavovali niečo, čo sa odohralo pred niekoľkými tisíckami rokov.
But Jesus comes to that table with a very different thing in mind.
Ale Pán Ježiš prichádza k tomu stolu s úplne inou mysľou.
We'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
In John chapter 13.
V Jánovi v 13. kapitole.
It says it was just before the Passover festival and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world.
Bolo pred veľkonočnými slávnosťami. Ježiš vedel, že prišla jeho hodina odísť z tohto sveta k Otcovi.
And having loved his own who were in this world, he loved them to the end.
A keďže miloval svojich, ktorí boli na svete, dokonale im preukázal lásku.
And you know this famous story, I love to share it often.
A poznáte už tento príbeh, pretože ho citujem dosť často.
You know, where Jesus basically takes off his outer clothing or his shirt basically.
Kde prichádza Pán Ježiš, vyzlečie si ako keby to tričko alebo tú košelu, čo mal.
You know, and he washes his friend's feet.
Umýva svojim priateľom nohy.
He shows them love.
Ukazuje im lásku.
He shows them humility.
Ukazuje im pokoru.
He shows them servanthood.
Ukazuje im služobníctvo.
Dries their feet.
Poutiera im tie nohy.
He goes to each and every one of them, even Judas.
A ide ku každému jednému z nich, aj k Judášovi.
And then he ends this and he puts the stuff back on and sits down.
A skončí to, potom si to oblečie naspäť a sadne si k stolu.
God who became the servant.
Pán Boh, ktorý sa stal služobníkom.
And he asks his friends, says, you know what, do you know what's going on? Do you get it?
A pýta sa týchto priateľov, už viete, čo sa tu odohráva? Už vám to prišlo? Došlo vám to?
And he explains, I did this to be an example to you.
Hovorím, že ja som toto spravil, aby som bol pre vás príkladom.
I want you to be like this. I want you to be like me.
Ja chcem, aby ste aj vy boli takýto, aby ste boli ako ja.
I want you to love each other like I love you.
Ja chcem, aby ste sa milovali jeden druhého navzájom, tak ako som ja miloval vás.
I want you to serve each other like I served you.
Chcem, aby ste si slúžili navzájom, tak ako som ja slúžil vám.
And he says, you'll be blessed when you do it.
A budete z toho požehnaní, keď to budete robiť.
The evening continues, they have, this probably happened at the beginning of the evening.
Čiže večer pokračuje, asi na začiatku toho večera to, čo spravili.
And the evening goes on and we don't have all the information, but if you look at the Gospels you can kind of piece it together.
A nemáme všetky informácie na jednom mieste, ale ak si pozrite všetky evanjelia, tak si to môžeme dať dokopy.
And we'll just go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
And we see that in Luke chapter 22 where they begin this evening with that first glass of wine, a cup of sanctification.
Vidíme v Lukášovi 22. kapitole, že začínajú tento večer tým pohárom posvetenia.
That one that represented that God would take his people out of bondage, out of slavery.
Tým pohárom, ktorý predstavoval, že Pán Boh zoberie svoj ľud z otroctva.
And it says that he gathered his guys and he told them, I really was looking forward to this.
A Pán Ježiš im hovorí, že ja som sa veľmi na toto tešil.
Before I have to suffer.
Predtým, ako musím trpieť.
And he took that cup and he gave thanks.
Zobral ten pohár, vzdal vďaku.
And he divided it amongst them, they kind of poured it out.
A porozlievali si to tam, každý.
Says, for I tell you, I will not drink of it again until the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God comes.
A hovorím, že nebudem spiť tento pohár, až kým nebudem v nebeskom kráľovstve.
Jesus was looking forward to sharing this with his friends.
Pán Ježiš sa tešil, že sa môže o toto podeliť so svojimi priateľmi.
They had their meal together, all those things that we spoke about.
Mali celú tú večeru, všetky tie časti večere spolu.
And then we'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
And then we get a picture in 1 Corinthians. Paul speaks about it.
A v prvom liste Korinským máme aj taký obraz.
And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that Jesus, on the same night when he was betrayed, he took the bread and he gave it thanks and he broke it.
A Pán Ježiš tú istú noc, ktorú bol zradený, zobral chlieb a keď vzdal vďaku, zlomil ho, rozlomil ho a povedal.
And he said, take it and eat it, it's my body.
Zoberte a jedzte, toto je moje telo.
It's broken for you.
Je zlomené pre vás.
Do this in remembrance of me.
A robte toto na moju pamiatku.
This bread that he would have been breaking at that moment.
Tento chlieb, ktorý by lámal,
would be that piece of bread that was hidden away.
Bol ten chlieb, ktorý bol skrytý neskôr.
That one that was reserved for the end.
Ten jeden, ktorý bol odložený na koniec.
And it's a picture of him.
Je to obraz Pána Ježiša.
That's what he says it is.
Pretože hovorí, že je to ono.
It's a piece that's been broken.
Je to časť, ktorá bola zlomená.
Wrapped up.
Zabalená.
Like burial.
Ako pohreb.
Hidden.
Skrytá.
Found.
Znajdená.
And there's a prize when you find it.
A keď to nájdeš, tak získavaš aj cenu.
You receive a treasure when you find it.
Prijímaš poklad, keď toto nájdeš.
It usually be sweets.
A väčšinou je to niečo sladké nájdenie.
Something sweet when you find it.
Niečo sladké je pre teba, keď nájdeš.
And Jesus said, this represents me.
A Pán Ježiš hovorí, toto predstavuje mňa.
This represents me. Take it, eat and live.
A hovorím, že toto predstavuje mňa. Zoberte, jedzte a žite.
All right. We'll go to the next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
They would have this third cup, the cup of redemption.
Mali potom tretí pohár, pohár vykúpenia.
In Luke chapter 22 speaks of this.
Lukáš 22. kapitola hovorí o tom.
It says in the same way after the supper. So this is the third cup after the supper.
Čiže toto je tretí pohár po večeri.
Jesus took the cup saying, "This is the cup of my new covenant."
A hovorí, že a potom po večeri vzal kalich a hovoril, toto je tento kalich je nová zmluva v mojej krvi.
This is the cup of my new agreement or my new relationship with you.
Toto je moja nová zmluva, nový vzťah s vami.
And it's in my blood and it's poured out for you.
A je to v mojej krvi a je to vylievané pre vás.
This third cup was the cup of redemption.
Tento tretí pohár bol pohár vykúpenia.
And you can understand it in two ways. One is the way she just said.
A môžete tomu rozumieť tým spôsobom, ako som to povedala ja.
That to buy back or to save.
Vykúpenie, niečo, čo kúpite naspäť, nejaká záchrana.
But redeem can also mean something else.
Ale môže to znamenať aj niečo iné.
It can be mean to restore back to its original state or restore back to goodness.
To vykúpenie môže znamenať aj znovu obnova do toho pôvodného, čo to kedysi bolo.
When God made man, when he made Adam and Eve.
Keď Pán Boh stvoril Adama a Evu.
How did he feel about his creation?
Ako sa cítil o svojom stvorení?
When he looked at it, he said, "Is it all? It's okay."
Keď sa pozrel na neho, povedal, "Á, dobre, no, môže byť."
And he looked at us and he said, "This is really good."
Nie, keď sa pozrel na nás, povedal, toto je skutočne dobré.
The scripture said, he said, it's very good.
Pretože Biblia hovorí, že toto je veľmi dobré.
And this new covenant, this new deal that Jesus is making with us.
A táto nová zmluva, táto nový vzťah, ktorý Pán Ježiš s nami robí.
Through his death.
Skrze jeho smrť.
That we are not only bought back, we don't just have salvation.
Tak nielen sme vykúpení naspäť, nemáme len spásu.
But he can bring us back to that state of being very good.
Ale on nás môže doniesť do toho štádia, kde sme veľmi dobrí.
How things were before sin messed everything up.
Do toho štádia, ako veci boli predtým, ako nás hriech zdeformoval.
And as we take communion, we'll take it this evening.
A takisto aj dnes večer, keď budeme prijímať večeru Pánovu.
We do it in with that in mind.
Tak to robíme so všetkým týmto, že si spomíname,
you know,
že to máme na mysli.
That Jesus has done all those things for us.
Že Pán Ježiš spravil všetky tieto veci pre nás.
Just go one last slide.
A ďalší posledný obrazok.
Who is this Jesus?
Kto je tento Ježiš?
He is your perfect spiritual leader.
On je tvoj dokonalý duchovný vodca.
Priest.
Kňaz.
He is the perfect sacrifice.
On je dokonalá obeť.
He is the God who seeks to save the lost, and that's you and me.
On je Boh, ktorý hľadá, aby spasil to, čo bolo stratené. Hľadá teba a mňa.
And he is the Lamb of God who takes away your sin and my sin and everyone's sin outside this building.
A on je Boží baránok, ktorý sníma hriechy sveta, sníma tvoj hriech, môj hriech a hriechy každého jedného, kto je vonku.
What we're going to do, we're going to have worship and we're going to actually before we have worship, we're going to pass out the elements.
A čo teraz spravíme je, že si rozdáme večeru Pánovu a budeme mať potom chvály.
And we'll just take it by yourselves during the time of worship.
A počas chvál si môžete sami zobrať večeru Pánovu, keď uznáte za vhodné.
If you have some yeast in your life, some leaven.
A ak máte nejaký kvas v svojom živote,
just invite him to come in and deal with it.
Tak pozvite Pána Ježiša, aby vstúpil a aby sa o to postaral.
It's that simple.
Je to také jednoduché.
There's no condemnation in him.
Nie je v ňom žiadne odsúdenie.
He's not here that he's not going to point a finger at you.
On neprichádza sem, aby na teba ukazoval prstom.
He wants to come in and clean house for you.
Ale on chce prísť k tebe a chce vyčistiť ten tvoj domov.
So, let's do that. Actually, Eric, can you help me real quick? And Alberto, if we can just pass these.
Rozdajú večeru Pánu.
Also quick announcement next week, Easter.
A na budúci týždeň máme Veľkú noc.
It's gonna be Easter Sunday service, come on out.
Budeme mať Veľkonočnú nedeľu, tak príďte.
So we'll pass out the elements, we'll pray together, then we'll have worship and then Eric will end us.
Dobre, čiže rozdáme to, budeme mať spolu chváli. A Erik to ukončí potom len.